The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's companies doing business with the federal government. The awards are sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce. And between now and November 5th, Federal News Radio has been interviewing the finalists for this year's awards. William Van Vliet is the founder and CEO of Haystacks Technology, which is a finalist for this year's Contractor of the Year Award in the $75 to $300 million in sales category. He joins me now with more on the nomination. Mr. Van Vliet, nice to have you on.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you.
All right. So Haystacks. I think of needle in a. Is that a good way to start thinking about your company?
It is. Haystacks is a leading provider of advanced analytics and cybersecurity solutions that are relied on daily to protect against threats of to some of the most mission-critical and high-profile networks and institutions in the world.
So what is the distinguishing factor here that you bring that everybody else doesn't have?
Exactly. Our analytics are unique in that we sort through hundreds of information streams in real time to identify emerging threats, which allow our customers to maintain public safety at major entertainment events, defend critical infrastructure assets, we protect children in schools, and also anticipate and mitigate insider threats within enterprises.
And do you use standard industry tools to which you bring the value of the application skill in them, or are these things that have been home developed?
It's actually a combination of both. We believe in the strength of existing and open source tools because it actually helps bring the price point down, but we also have unique activities and tools that we have developed ourselves.
And what can agencies do, federal agencies do, with respect to the insider threat? A lot of them talk about that as the next frontier that they really have to worry about. But what are some of the best practices for detecting who might be insider threats, whether acting maliciously or just by mistake?
Yeah, when addressing insider threats, it's important to take a holistic approach. A lot of times people will only look at either the cyber side of things or only the personal security side of things. And what's unique about our solutions is we actually take both. We interview panels of experts from psychologists to security professionals to mental health and otherwise to determine how do you trust people. And from that deep understanding how do you trust them, we ask a series of questions that build a profile that you can use to monitor people continuously over time to determine who are the people who are the most at risk within your enterprise.
So where does the lie detector machine fit into any of this? Is that totally obsolete in this new cyber world we're living in?
No, it's not. Lie detectors obviously are a key part of any evaluation, but like everything, it's one data point and one perspective. And really, the more access to data you have, the better decisions obviously you make in time. The real key is how can you leverage the breadth of information to make a better sense, and how do you make sense out of the mountain of data that's out there and determine what's most important.
All right, so what are the kind of skills you're trying to find to populate a company doing this? Because it seems like a lot of companies are in competition with the federal government for the same not expanding fast enough roster of people capable of handling cybersecurity tasks.
Well, it is. It's a highly demanding field with an undersupply of candidates, and so obviously we're looking for people who have great experience in the emerging cybersecurity field. Many of those are next generation employees, but also it requires you have to develop your own, right? And so we've got an academy that we put our people through to develop necessary skills over time because the field is continually changing.
All right, so this is a changing and cutting edge field, and what about the methodology that you find most effective for getting government contracts? Is it through the large GWACs, or do you go direct in open solicitations? I mean, how do companies compete, especially your size in that kind of mid-range up to $300 million in sales?
Yeah, and it really requires both. You know, the government's got a challenging job in the fact that the field is moving so quickly, and there's an uncertainty associated with budgetary environments, right? So it's critically important to be part of large GWACs. But also we're seeing customers turn to selecting medium-sized companies, I think because they recognize Companies such as ourselves provide greater agility, innovation, and personal service while still delivering strong execution discipline.
All right, and a final question. One of the customers you list on the website is DARPA. What do you do there?
For DARPA, we do a couple of things. We're developing cutting-edge next-generation analytics tools for them to, again, keep advancing the state-of-the-art. Yet we also provide enduring cybersecurity and network operations services to them to allow them to operate the agency.
All right. William Van Vliet is the founder and CEO of Haystacks Technology, a finalist for this year's Contractor of the Year Award in the $75 to $300 million in sales category. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.